Follow Auburn High Boys and Girls Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Well, the varsity girls got it done on the road. Let's see if your varsity boys can do the same. As we're here on the campus of Central High School, it's the Tigers and the Red Devils on a Friday night to open up area play. It's time now for your Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with your Auburn High Tigers, who are here on the road. It will be number one, Antoine Daniels. Number three, the guard, Joseph Hightower. Number five, another guard, Peyton Plott. It'll be number 12, Jamari Allen. And the big man down low will be number 14, Tyler Dixon. Again, it is one, Daniels, three, Hightower, five, Plott, 12, Allen, 14, Dixon. That is your starting five for Auburn High School. And for Central, number zero, again, don't have a name on or number on him. We'll get that as we go, but it is number one, Bryce Dawson. Number three, Desmond Williams. Number four, Jonah Jones. And number five, Jaden's four. Those are your starting five for the Central Red Devils. Starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Man, we're excited for this one. Auburn and Central, the Tigers and the Red Devils. It doesn't get better than this to kick off area play here in the state of Alabama. The varsity girls got it done. Varsity boys trying to do the same. And we know one thing. This game's going to be quick. Be ready to keep up. I'll do my best and do the same. It'll be Auburn in their road Royal Blues. They've got the they've got Auburn written across the front with the black numbers on front and back, the black trim down the side, and Central in their home whites with the Central red across the front, red numbers on front and back, and the thin red trim down the side. Central wins the tip. They're moving right to left on your radio dial. Tigers will be moving from left to right. Into the left corner, cut off by Hightower, stowing away into the hands of Tamari Allen, and the Tigers have their first offensive possession of this first quarter. Here we go. Hightower on the left wing, works it to Daniels at the point. Hand off for Dixon at the top. He was bumped. Yes, he was. Got to the bucket, laid it in. That shot will not count. They called a foul on his way in, so the first foul on Central. Again, Hightower, Daniels, Plott, Allen, and Dixon, the five on the floor to start the ball game for the Tigers. Daniels gets into the lane, works his way through the defense, and carves them up for two. And the Tigers are on the board, and the first bucket of the game belongs to Auburn High School. Bounce pass now, caught Auburn sleeping. That three-point shot no good. Pulled down by Dawson, and up top now for Central Phoenix City. Auburn going strictly man to start the game. The ball's in the corner, guarded by Daniel. Step back three, way too strong. On board, eventually pulled down by Central, volleyball style. Worked around to the point, straightaway three by Dawson. No, and the Tigers come up with it.
And so it continues.
It's 2-0 Auburn with 6:35 to play in the first quarter. And Dixon tried to force it into the corner for Hightower. It's no good. It goes out of bounds, rather. And the Tigers commit their first turnover of the ball game. It's 2-0 Auburn. 1.5 in to this first quarter. That's a deep right wing three, left it short. And the offensive board comes out to Central again. That's their second so far. In this first quarter, three was taken by Jaden's four, and it was no good. Now into the lane, alley-oop attempt, tried to dunk it over to Tabari Allen, who was able to defend it really well against Bryce Dawson, a 6'5" guard. Well, they are going to call him on a shooting foul. We'll send Dawson to the free throw line, the first free throws of the ball game. And that free throw is no good. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Second free throw is no good either. And just over 2 minutes in, Auburn's up 2-0 on Central here on the road. Game one of area play in 2025. Peyton Plott had it on the left wing. Now he'll give it back to Dixon at the point. Under six to play. Dixon surges into the lane, gets cut off. Back out to Allen. He'll hand it off to Hightower. In the lane, backdoor cut. Daniels goes up, can't get the layup to fall, but he was fouled on the way up. He was fouled. A beautiful backdoor cut by one in blue. Hightower waited, bounced past. He found him, and Daniels couldn't lay it in, but he's got a chance to earn him the hard way at the free throw line. Antoine Daniels, a guy that averages over 12 points a game for this Auburn High team, knocks down the first free throw for his first points. No, excuse me. He had the first bucket for Auburn. He's got three now for Auburn High. Averages 12 points, six rebounds, two assists per game. He is the go man for this Auburn High team. And watch out, if he's got airspace, he will take flight. And second free throw is good from Daniels. He's got all four for the Tigers early on. And it is a 4-0 lead for Auburn with 5:40 to play in the first quarter between the Tigers and the Red Devils. A floater on the baseline, good, and a foul. Desmond Williams gets it to go. It's just surged ahead, got to the baseline, and floated it up. Got the bump, got the bucket, and heck, oh my goodness, head coach Chris Brandt can't believe it. He walked all the way to the official with his both hands and arms up in the air, saying he went straight up. What else is he supposed to do? That free throw barely grazed the front of the rim. Tigers lead cut in half. It's 4-2 with 5.5 to play in the first quarter. Auburn moving left to right. It's in the hands of Daniels. He's got it on the right wing. Thought about the shot. Now gets into the lane. Falls to the floor. Lots of contact and a late foul call. They are going to get it. It was the right call. It was just a late call by the official who was standing on the baseline. Central Phoenix City fans are not happy about it. And again, very few empty seats as we're in the middle level of the gym here at the Freshman Academy. Not a seat open behind me, and very few open down below, and very few open on the Auburn High visiting side as well. Peyton Plott to inbound. He'll get it into Daniels. Works his way into the lane. Turnaround jumper, 8 feet. No. In and out for Antoine Daniels. Good-looking shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Here come the Red Devils now with 5:10 to play. Off the right side. Floater from 8 feet. No. And pulled down by Joseph Hightower. I believe Dawson was looking for the baseline alley-oop. Didn't get it. So Auburn now has possession. Moving left to right as we look at it in the half court. Dixon finds the cutting Hightower. That's a right wing three. That thing was blocked, I believe, on the right wing and into the hands of the Red Devils. Now they look to run. It's 3-on-3. Hightower hustles back to make it even numbers. Into the lane, and a reaching foul going to be called on Auburn High's Antoine Daniels. So no shot, just the foul call. As Joseph Hightower will step out, Carl Lindsey steps in for the first time. We know what he's good at, shooting threes. And he watched that one go down, unfortunately. That was Tajor Cooper, who takes his first shot and makes his first shot. And Central has their first lead. It's 5-4. Daniels, a lazy pass from Peyton Plott. A lazy approach by Antoine Daniels. And now a reaching foul on Antoine Daniels. That's going to be two on the junior forward for Auburn High. Just a bad pass by Plott, and Daniels didn't come to the basketball. The idea was to basically set that high screen in the handoff, but just couldn't get that one to flow properly, as Daniels is going to sub out. As Hampton Jordan seeing early minutes now for Auburn High, who trails Central by one. Pass to the baseline, turnaround jumper from 10. It won't fall, and here come the Tigers now. Dixon ahead, Lindsey, three, bang! Carl Lindsey, I said we know what he can do, and he does it right there. Tigers back on top 7-5 with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Moving right to left are the Red Devils, off a screen on the right wing, guarded heavily by Tyler Dixon. Inside, knocked away by Plott, and they're going to call a foul. They call a foul on Peyton Plott for reaching around. Thought it was clean. Maybe he got him with the off arm. Not too sure. But either way, they are going to call Peyton Plott, the senior point guard for a wraparound reach-in foul. That's five on Auburn. And my goodness, Central's going to shoot free throws for the next 3:51 of this first quarter. That will send Tajor Cooper to the line. He's got 3 points. All of those were on a three-point basket. And his first free throw attempt on the evening is no good. Against Central, 15-4 overall. Auburn High is 16-5 overall. Both teams playing in their first area game of the season, as somehow fans are still pouring into the gym here on the campus of Central High School. This is a high-level matchup as Cooper goes 0-for-2 at the line. Plot across the Central C. He goes right hand now, baseline, and nobody there. He bounce passes it to the corner for Carl Lindsay. Lots of dribble handoffs for Auburn. It's back into the hands of Peyton Plott. He's got it in the Central C. Now to Dixon on the left wing. He'll dribble baseline. Cut off nicely. Spins. Throws it up. Foul. Good coverage by Jaden Ford, who then reached in and slapped him on the wrist. And Tyler Dixon works his way to the line. And Auburn has a two-point lead in this first quarter. 3:21 to play. Tyler Dixon can't knock down the first. A two-point lead for Auburn becomes three on a 1-for-2 trip from Tyler Dixon. His first point on the evening. Auburn leads 8-5 with 3:15 to play. In the opening quarter, crossover dribble, pull up, 5-on-5. It was Peyton Plott guarding. That was a long two, and Carl Lindsay able to track down the board as Auburn will come across the half-court line with three. How about Peyton Plott will surge ahead on the reverse layup with the right hand, and it's good for number five in blue, his first bucket on the afternoon. With under three to play, Auburn's up by five, and then a physical play underneath, and they're going to call Tabari Allen on another foul. That one had a little bit more contact to it. Head coach Chris Brandt is still begging and pleading, saying he went straight up. It does send zero in white to the free throw line, and he knocks down the first. .249 in the first quarter, and a 2-for-2 effort makes it a 3-point game. Tigers working quickly now. It's Peyton Plott on the far side of the gym in front of the scorer's table. He's got it now on the left volleyball line. He'll find Carl Lindsay inside the Central C. Looking for Hightower on the right wing. They'll find it. It's a two-man game. Now a three-man game with 2.5 to play. Hightower kicks to Jordan. Now to Plott in the corner. Different looking lineup now. Excuse me. That is Bazell who's in the game as well for Antoine Daniels and Tabari Allen. Hightower, handoff to Bazell. Now he'll keep it on the right wing. Now he'll give it to Bazell. He gets in the lane. A little floater from 4 feet is cut off the window. How about that? As apologies, folks, Magnus Davis gets that to go. Got my numbers mixed up. Magnus Davis wears 22 in blue. The 6-foot junior is able to get that one to go off the glass. Tigers back up by five. Magnus Davis, his first points on the evening. Tigers up by five. 1:45 to play. Central kicks it into the near corner. Brings back out to the point. Now a right-hand dribble. Acrobatic play. Brings it down. Goes up with the right hand and good. My goodness, what an athletic play from Jaden's four and his first bucket of the night. And Central back within three. 12-9. Auburn leads Central with 1:25 in the opening quarter here on the road. Hightower will orchestrate the offense. He'll hand off to Lindsay now at the point. He gets into the lane, tried to find Jordan, couldn't do so. Davis gets it onto deflection. We'll throw a baseball pass to the far side. Now it's Jordan up top. Hand off for Peyton Plott, couldn't turn the corner. Plott's got it at the right volleyball line. Looks up at the clock. He's got 105 to work with in this first quarter. Plot gets the screen, nowhere to go. Crossover dribble into the lane. Bounce pass to Hampton Jordan, who lays it in with the left hand. Plot was patient. Plot was perfect. And Jordan lays it in. Heck of a play. Good eyes by the point guard, Peyton Plot. And Jordan's on the board. Tigers up by five. Central throws it from one volleyball line to the other with 35 seconds to play. They'll kill some time. In this first quarter, they trail by five. Right-hand dribble, spin in the lane, blocked. It was blocked from behind by Magnus Davis, but it didn't matter. The layup goes off of what you call a rebound. Off the deflection, we'll say. And under 20 seconds, Auburn gets into their half court, moving left to right. It's Plott, Hightower, Davis, Jordan, and Lindsey. Plott gets to the free throw line, lost it. Tosses it out to Davis. Now he hands off to Hightower, who then knocks it back to Davis with five. Picks up the dribble at half court with three. Trying to feed it anywhere with two. Into the hands of Hightower with one. It was stolen by Central. That shot will not count. The first quarter comes to an end. 14-11. Sloppy play down the stretch in the first quarter. But the Tigers lead by three. Don't go anywhere. Auburn High basketball continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
One quarter down, three to go. Auburn leads 14-11. Auburn High School, that is, over Central High School. First game in area play, and the Tigers are leading 14-11. They've got the basketball in their half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. A little up and in by Carl Lindsey. Picked up his dribble at the free throw line and gets it to go anyway. Carl Lindsey had 3 points in that first quarter. It was on a three-point basket. He's up to five, and the Tigers lead by that. It is Hightower, Lindsey, Allen, Trey Ross in the game for the first time, and also Hampton Jordan, the five on the floor for Auburn High, and head coach Chris Brandt to start the second quarter. Spin move in the lane, floater from 4 feet is good. 6 points now for Zero and White. And we're less than a minute in to the second quarter. Lindsey spins, gets it to Allen on the right side. They're trying to work it to Hightower at the point, and they do. Central's got high pressure on the defensive side of the floor. And they pride themselves on it. Hightower on the right, free throw line extended. Lindsey, he'll fire straightaway three, gets it to go. Carl Lindsey hit it, a dead ball, a duck, if you will, right off the back iron. It died and just rolled in, trickled into the net. And Carl Lindsey has his second made three on the evening. Tigers up by six. Central works it around the perimeter, kick to the corner. That's a three to respond and buries it. Tajor Cooper has his second bucket so far tonight. And the Devils are back within three. 6:15 in the second quarter. Lindsey step back, thought about the three, gets it to Hightower. He finds Tamari Allen underneath, hesitates, throws it up and in. High off the window. He waited for the defense to get to him, and it didn't matter. Tamari Allen's on the board for the first time. He's got two. And that straightaway three is no good. Long board pulled down by Cooper. And Central will reset. Spin move left to right. Thrown up a wild shot. Lots of contact. No call. And Auburn is going to be the beneficiary of it. Now they turn it over. Trey Ross is all up in the way of an alley-oop slam. It was Zero and White to Bryce Dawson, who slammed it down in transition off the turnover for Auburn. That was pretty by the Devils. They're back within three. Auburn's got to find a way to slow down with this lineup on the floor as Hightower goes sliding to the floor after contact on the dribble drive. Picked up on Tyjor Cooper. Wears two and white. Couple of subs will come in as Peyton Plott will sub in for the Tigers. Hampton Jordan sits down. Tigers to inbound right side baseline. Runs the stack play. It's Carl Lindsay, the trigger man. Throws to the far corner. It's Hightower. He's got the basketball with 5.5 minutes to play. Lindsay lets it fly. Too strong from downtown, and Peyton Plott comes up with it. He's got it on the right wing. Carl Lindsay thought about a three again. On the right wing, he'll give it back to his point guard straight away, Peyton Plott. Surges with the left hand, hand off to Hightower. Out, three, no, too strong, can't get the roll. And skying for the board is Central. Red Devils looking to run with 5 minutes to play. In the lane, goes all the way, coast to coast with a right hand slam. It's zero and wide, he's got two more, give him 8 points. So far tonight, that's going to put Tyler Dixon back at the scorer's table for head coach Chris Brandt. Trey Ross, he's got it now at the elbow. He hands off to Joseph Hightower. He was fouled, no call. Hands to Lindsay, three, no. Pulled down by Tabari Allen. Lindsay, pump fake, three, no. That's too strong over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. And it will go to Central. As Tyler Dixon subs in, Trey Ross will sit down. Will the 6'7 junior for a 6'4 senior. 4:31 to play in the second quarter. Auburn leads Central 21-20 in the first half. At the point, straightaway three, no hesitation, and buried it. Tabari Allen had his hands down, and zero and white made him pay. Keep saying zero and white. We don't have a name on our roster. We're going to get one because that kid is on fire right now for Central Phoenix City. Nearly stole it away. Peyton Plott, another lazy pass to Tabari Allen. It was knocked out of Auburn. Knocked out of bounds off of Auburn. And he's all over the floor, man. He's got 12 points. He's forced several turnovers. And Auburn has seen their lead be wiped away. Thanks to that three, Central's on top 23-21 with under four to play. In the second quarter, Tigers need to stop defensively. Into the lane, bounce pass, no look, layup, good and a foul. Desmond Williams gets it to go off the feed, and he's got a chance for one more. Peyton Plott's going to pick up the foul for Auburn. 25-21 with 3:51 in the first half. And a timeout called by head coach Chris Brandt, Auburn High. I think that's a good idea. We're going to take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 60 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn's got to find some momentum here on the road as we trail 25-21 to Central with 3:51 to play in the first half. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. The and one free throw is too strong. And Antoine Daniels, who had a long sit on the bench after a couple of quick fouls, is back on the floor for the Tigers. It's Daniels, Ross, Allen, Hightower, and Lindsay. Daniels has it on the right wing, picks up his dribble, looks to go to the free throw line for Dixon. He does, works his way in, kick out. Tabari Allen, three, too strong, and pulled down by Central. A Euro step, left foot, then his right, and lays it in for another two. My goodness. That kid's all over the place. 3:15 now in the second quarter, and Auburn quickly trails by six. Hightower on the right side of the floor. Between the legs, dribble, kick. That's a left wing three. Auburn needed it, can't get it. That was Tyler Dixon. Doesn't shoot him off to Damari Allen. Comes up with the offensive board. Antoine Daniels can't get his layup to go. Begging for a foul. He's not going to get one. Here come the Devils. Another alley-oop slam. That time it was Jonah Jones, his first bucket, and that's another assist for Zero and White. And then that shot is blocked on this end. Auburn had an open layup blocked. And every single ounce of momentum is with the Red Devil fans, the Red Devil team right now. They're up 29-23 on your Auburn High Tigers with 2:40 in the second quarter. A stop in a bucket would be huge for Auburn if they can get it. Hightower guarding at the point. Out of control. Tigers force a turnover. They get the stop they need. Here comes Damari Allen into the lane. Eurostep kick to the corner. Lindsay, extra pass. Hightower, three. No. Auburn just cannot find the bottom of the bucket right now. And Daniels comes up with the offensive board, nearly stolen away from him. The Tigers got to slow it down. Hightower, corner three. No. And pulled down by Jadens Ford. Devils look to run. Ford on the right wing. He's picked up. Picked up by Ross, by Dixon, goes around him, straight away, pump fake, 16-foot jumper, got it. 15 points for him, Zero and White. With under two to play, Auburn trails by eight in this first half. Daniels on the right wing, he finds Hightower, they work it over to Lindsay on the far corner now. Gets to the wing, gets to the lane, pulls up from the free throw line and knocks it down. A desperately needed shot by Carl Lindsay. He's been big. Without him, Tigers would be down even bigger. He's got 7 points. In the second quarter alone, Tigers trail by six. 31-25, Red Devils on top with 1:20 to play. Into the lane, kicks it to the corner, dribbles baseline, lost it, cut off by a few Tigers. Now kicks it out straight away. Three is short. Tipped around out of bounds at the half court line. And somehow they're going to say that was out on Auburn. It was a bang bang play. They do call it out on the Tigers. It'll stay with Central moving right to left. On your radio dial, reminder, we're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Head coach Courtney Pritchard of the Auburn High girls team will join us, talk about their big win earlier this evening. And we'll talk about this game all coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Dribble drive from the right side on the baseline. Layup is no good, but a foul is going to be called. I believe they're going to get Carl Lindsay. They did. Who pretty much just happened to be in the way. I believe his first name's Jacoby. Again, I got to get an update on who Zero and White is. He's had a heck of a game. He knocks down another. He's got 16. We're under a minute to play in what's been a fast-moving first half. 17 points for the lone Red Devil. Auburn trails 33-25. We're under a minute to play. Daniels has it straight away. He'll back up to near the half-court line. Looks for the screen. Didn't get it. Works his way into the lane. That foul will be on the floor. Made the shot, but it won't count. Foul will be on the floor. Just the second team foul for Central in this second quarter. Lindsay to inbound, gets it into Daniels on the left side, works his way into the lane, throws up a wild shot off the bottom of the backboard. Central's got a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1 if they hurry, and they do, and lays it in with the left hand for Jadens Ford, who's got 4 in the game. And Auburn has seen their biggest deficit, and they're looking it straight in the face right now. 35-25, Daniels, a shoe shiner off his own foot. Hightower able to come up with it at half court. 15 seconds now, he's got it on the right side. Lindsay on the right side, and he was fouled. They call reach-in foul on Jadens Ford. Just the third team foul on Central, so Auburn will inbound it on the home side. Pretty much in between the half court line and the free throw line, so pretty much that volleyball line. With 12.8. Now, a bucket would be huge, just from momentum, the confidence standpoint, an Auburn High offense that has been just smothered. Daniels gets in the lane, throws it up, foul before the shot. Was it in the act of shooting? They will, waiting for a call. Daniels having to work through so much heavy traffic, lots of white jerseys in there that he's having to work through. And they will say it was in the act of shooting. So Antoine Daniels will step to the free throw line. On the season, an 82% free throw shooter, so you feel good with one in blue stepping to the line. With 9.7 seconds to play, Auburn trying to climb out of a 10-point deficit. And broadcaster's jinx got him. First one, no good. That's on me. First half action of tonight's game has been presented by Russell Building Supply and Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Daniels trying to get something at the line here. And he goes 0 for 2. Yep, that's on me. 7 seconds now. 6 seconds up the right side of the floor. Now with five, guarded by Daniels. Pulls up in his face. Can't get it to go. And Auburn gets bailed out on a missed three. And Central will take a 10-point lead into the locker room over your Auburn High Tigers. We'll talk about it coming up next in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Stick around. It's next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High boys, the Tigers trail the Red Devils of Central 35-25 in what was a fast moving on the clock, but felt like molasses moving first half for this Auburn High team. Turnovers, sloppy play, and just missed open shots in a half where all the momentum was on this home side of the gym. Central leads Auburn 35-25. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn trails Central 35-25. And my goodness, they're getting beat by one man, getting beat by one singular guy. And again, 17... by my count, 17 points for Zero and White. Going to try and get a name on him, but it has been all of him. It's been threes. It's been alley-oops. It's been tough takes to the basket. It's been a little bit of everything. And he's gotten his team involved. I mean, you look around, he's got 17, but you've got Tyjor Cooper with 6. You have Desmond Williams with 4. You've got Jaden Ford with 4. And a couple of other Red Devils, Jones and Dawson, have 2 apiece. We'll talk about the Tigers now in terms of scoring. You have Carl Lindsay, thanks to a couple of threes and a couple of tough buckets in the lane. He had 7 in the second quarter alone. Give him 10 to lead all Tiger scorers in that first half. Antoine Daniels had 4, left a couple at the free throw line. Had 2 from Peyton Plott, 2 from Tabari Allen, 2 from Magnus Davis, 2 from Hampton Jordan, and the 1 from Tyler Dixon. And that's it. That's all Auburn's done. If you don't have Carl Lindsey knocking down shots, this thing is ugly and nasty in that first half. How does Auburn fix it? What do the Tigers do to try to get back in this game on the road and avoid an 0-1 start in area play? We'll talk more about it when the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report continues right here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report continues as the Tigers are back out on the floor with about 4 minutes to go before the start of the second half, trying to get some extra shots up as they trail Central by 10 here on the road in the first game of 2025. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. They're East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Well, I told you all the things Auburn High did wrong, right? Not making open shots, bad fouls, turning the ball over, not getting back on defense. Those are all things that Auburn, right, we did not do well. But those are things mostly that you can fix by a talk in the locker room and a change of mentality, right? Your effort, your decision-making, and just better play. And if you're able to do those things, you're taking okay shots. I think I've seen a lot of one-man ball, a lot of solo ball. Auburn's got to find a way to move around the perimeter with the basketball, but also get in the lane and work inside out. If you can do that, I think some shots are going to open up. And we've seen this year, this team's good enough. This team is good enough to knock down open shots. Carl Lindsey's got to continue to knock some down. You've got to get Antoine Daniels going. He's got 4 total points in this game. That's not going to get it done for a guy that averages 12 on the season. You also have Carl Lindsey again, who averages 9. He's already above that right now. Peyton Plott is averaging 6.5 this year. He's got just the 2. Other guys like Tabari Allen, who averages 11.5 a game, he's got just 2 points in that first half. Got to get guys going. If you move around the perimeter, get inside, don't turn it over, get out and run. This is where that Auburn High team can get back in the ball game. They trail 35-25, and the start of the third quarter is coming up. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Third quarter action coming up after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricing, with brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more. There really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second half between Auburn and Central. Here on the road, Tigers have a 10-point deficit that they're going to try and come back from, and that's a nice start. They force a turnover on the opening possession of the Red Devils. For Central Phoenix City, I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers in the road blues with the black stripe down the side, black Auburn on the front with the numbers on front and back. They move right to left. We've got it in the half court now. Dumped down below to Antoine Daniels, and it was knocked away. And in response, it's a one-hand slam from Bryce Dawson. So just like that, a 10-point deficit becomes a 12-point deficit. And now it's back to a 10-point deficit as Antoine Daniels goes coast-to-coast off the inbounds pass and lays it in 4-2. And then Dawson does it again. He lays it in. And Auburn High wants to call a timeout. We're just 55 seconds into this third quarter. Couldn't even get it all set up for you. Timeout on the floor. It's timeout by Mountain. It's brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Well, less than a minute into the third quarter, the Devils have expended their lead from 10 to 14. Auburn gets into the half court. Daniels goes flying to the floor, trying to go one on three. Can't do it. Here come the Devils, and oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. He rose up and absolutely slammed it down with one hand. He jumped from about the half free throw line and puts it down with a one-hand slam. Everybody's on their feet. Antoine Daniels gets coast to coast, gets fouled on the layup attempt. Oh, my goodness. That was, if there was a replay system in here, that would be on SportsCenter. That was truly unbelievable. As Antoine Daniels tries to quiet the crowd, he's able to do so with his first free throw. A couple of subs will come in. So for Auburn right now on the floor, it's Tamari Allen, Tyler Dixon, Antoine Daniels, Magnus Davis, and Joseph Hightower, the five on the floor. Daniels goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He doubles up his points, had 4 in the first half. He's got 4 here already in this early third quarter. Tigers trail 43-29 with 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Devils are able to get an alley-oop attempt off and then a foul call underneath. It was the cutting Jonah Jones who was trying to get the alley-oop. It wasn't a successful pass, but I believe they got Tabari Allen underneath, who just, again, just happened to be there and took the contact and got called for the foul. I don't know. And first free throw is no good for Jonah Jones. Again, 43-29 is the score. Central leads Auburn with 6:28 to play. 0-for-2 at the line. Daniels a sky for the board. Auburn's got to find something offensively other than Antoine Daniels trying to get into the lane. And I respect the effort, but Auburn's got to get everybody else involved. Auburn's got to move the basketball. When the ball moves, the defense moves. As Hightower's got it. Now on the left wing. Now into the hands of Antoine Daniels at the semicircle. Pump fake, step back. That's a 3 straight away. No good, too strong. And Central comes up with the rebound. Ahead now on the right wing. Step back, faked out Hightower. No, excuse me, faked out Lindsay. Kicks to the left wing. That's a 3. It's too strong. And Lindsay skies for the board. Ahead for Tyler Dixon now. Behind the back dribble. Goes up with a floater. And it was blocked. It was blocked from 2 feet. Here come the Red Devils with a 43-29 lead. Off the right wing, he'll pull it back into the red central C and reset everything. Guarded by Daniels with 5:35 to play. In the third quarter, Auburn trails by 14. On the left wing, nobody else has touched the basketball this possession. They throw it in, tipped by Hightower. Here come the Tigers, had it poked from behind. And here you go. Two-hand slam from Bryce Dawson, and it's all Central. Here at home, they're up 45-29. 5:10 to play. It is Carl Lindsay behind the back dribble. He'll kick it into the corner for Davis, who will slowly dribble it out. Gets it into the hands of Hightower, who's straight away. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, and Auburn's deficit has gone by 6 since halftime. Daniels, a strong take with the left hand, and gets it to go. He's got 6 points, all 6 points for Auburn in this third quarter, and the Devils respond just like that. Desmond Williams had 2 in the first, 2 in the second. He's now got 2 in the third, and the Devils back up by 16. That's the problem right there, is the defensive end of the floor. Auburn cannot get a stop and can't get consistent buckets on this end of the floor offensively. Dixon has it left wing. Bounce pass to the low block for Daniels. Had a back cut, didn't see it. Turnaround floater from 8 feet, no good. May have got tipped. He was guarded by Jadens Ford. Here come the Devils now. Trying to throw it down, and Daniels gets all ball and called for a foul. He can't believe it. Cannot believe it. May have got him underneath somewhere. Either way, it's going to be Jonah Jones, who steps to the free throw line with 4:11 to play. 47-31, Central leads. And the first free throw is good for Jonah Jones. Is the score. Central can extend on that, and they cannot, as Tamari Allen tracks down the long board. It is Lindsay, Allen, Davis, Hightower, and now Tyler Dixon as Antoine Daniels sits down. Lindsay in the corner, picked up his dribble, thrown away, knocked out of bounds by Central. It was Jonah Jones who knocked it into the Auburn high bench. He'll sub out now on the dead ball as Tyjor Cooper will step in. Had 3 points in the first and 3 points in the second. 48-31, Auburn Trail Central big on the road. Allen kicks to Davis in the corner. We need it desperately by Lindsay. It's short. Pulled down by Allen underneath. He goes up strong. Blocked from behind, but a foul. Tabari Allen, again, we told you at the half. That's a young man that averages 11.5 points per game and has just two on the night so far. Can double it with this trip to the charity stripe. First one, good. And Tabari Allen goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Carl Lindsay will sub out. Peyton Plott is back in the game. I liked when Peyton Plott was running point. I felt like he was getting it around and getting everybody touches. We'll see if he can do so here. It's Plott, Dixon, Davis, Hightower, and Allen, the five on the floor for Auburn High School. Into the lane on Peyton Plott, goes right at him. A foul was called. It's going to be, I thought it was on the floor. They're going to call that good with the buckets. He got fouled at the free throw line. And yeah, they're going to call continuation and make it an and one opportunity. Desmond Williams, give him two more, can make it three at the free throw line. Central's got a 50 piece with 3:39 to play in the third quarter. Couple of power dribbles. The and one is no good. Pulled down by Tabari Allen. Auburn needs a bucket. Peyton Plott surges ahead and now puts on the brakes at the Central C logo. He's got it on the left volleyball line now. Looks for the screen. Gets one from Davis on the left side. Got the big man mismatch. Feeds it to Tabari Allen. Tries to go down low. Throws it away. Believe we got a name finally on number zero. Jacoby Hunter is the one who currently has 19 points on this Auburn High team. Against this Auburn High team, I should say. That's a corner three. And it goes down. Jaden Ford has his first bucket in the second half. And Central's opened up a 20-point lead on Auburn with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Plott off the right side. Tries to feed it to Hightower up top, and he does. Tigers working around, trying to get it to Tabari Allen, just trying to force it now. Knocked away by Central, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High. I get the idea. You're trying to get it to Tabari Allen. You feel like you've got a mismatch with this smaller lineup on the floor. But man, if it's not there, it's not there. And Auburn's got to find some answers. Antoine Daniels back. Tabari Allen sits down. And Jacoby Hunter is back on the floor for Central as well. Again, 19 points, and he's done it from pretty much everywhere. Antoine Daniels pulls up from the elbow, short, and Hightower comes up with the board. Daniels has it in the corner. Somebody's got to move. Nobody is for Auburn. Daniels backs down, backs down, backs down, works his way into the basket for two. Head coach Chris Prance yelling the same thing I was. Somebody's got to move. Here comes Central right into Antoine Daniels, and it's an offensive foul. Daniels stood there forever and waited on the approach. He's slow to get up, but it is an offensive foul. Nice play by Antoine Daniels. Looks to be okay. Maybe got popped in the mouth, maybe the chin. That's what he's grabbing as he walks back down to the other end of the floor. 53-35, Auburn trails Central with 2:21 to play in the third quarter. Tabari Allen back on the floor. Joseph Hightower. We'll take a seat. You still got time if you're Auburn High. Just got to start making baskets and get stops. As you trail by 18, see if we can get it down to 12 or even 10. It's a lot to ask in 2 minutes. We'll see if we can get it within striking distance. Plott, that's a three. Right wing, no. Really could have used that. Out of bounds on the baseline off of, they're going to say Central. So it remains Auburn High basketball with 2:07 to play. Inbound right side underneath. They get it into Antoine Daniels. He's got it on the right wing. Bump, no call. Pulls up right wing. Three, he got it. My goodness, did we ever need that. That's 11 points for Antoine Daniels all in this third quarter. He's been the only offense other than a two free throws from Tabari Allen. Here comes Hunter now. Spins. Kicks to the corner. Hesitates. Three. Oh, my goodness. Kicked out the leg and gets the foul call. They're going to get Tabari Allen on a shooting foul on a three-point attempt in the left corner. That's a weak call. He kicked the leg out on the way down and got the foul call. Gives him three free throws at the line. First one's good. Unbelievable. Second free throw. Good. And the third. Too strong. Two for three at the line for Bryce Dawson, who has 8 points in this third quarter. And the Tigers' deficit back down to 18. Peyton Plott gets all the way to the rim. And a little up and in for Peyton Plott. Needed that one. He's got his first bucket in the second half. He's got four on the game. Auburn down by 15 with 1:20 to play. Would love to get it down to 12, or I even said it 10. Need a stop on this end of the floor. Central moving left to right as you look at it, or as we look at it, and as I tell you, they're in the half court, and they're going to waste some time in this third frame. Auburn ramps up the pressure now. Handoff at the point. They get it into the hands of... Got it into the hands of Dawson, who got it into the hands of Ford, who lets it fly from downtown and buries it. He's got six. In the corner alone, he's got 10 on the ballgame. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Auburn back down by 18. Just cannot get stops defensively. Tabari Allen is in the corner. Works his way to the lane. Backdoor cut. Layup blocked, but a foul. It was Tyler Dixon on a nice backdoor cut. Tabari Allen found him. Good play. Just couldn't get the layup to go, but he earned the foul after taking the bump. So a 40.9 on the clock in this third quarter. Tyler Dixon steps up for two. First free throw is good. Just the second point all night for Tyler Dixon. A guy that averages about 3.5 on the season. He does a lot more than that. His presence is felt, and he's going to be a really big piece for this team as a 6'4" senior all year long. Second free throw is good. He's up to three now. Auburn trails 58-42, 37 seconds counting down. Can the Tigers get a stop and a bucket before we get to the fourth quarter? Guarded by Plott. At the point is Jadens Ford. He's on the left side. Bounce pass into the semicircle. Back out to Ford. Guarded by Plott. Goes around him and hesitates. Now he's got it with 20. Bounce pass into the semicircle again. Picks up his dribble. Does Desmond Williams trying to find somebody? They do. Now it's at the top. And then a timeout is called by Central. The Red Devils want to talk about it. Timeout brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street, 13.9 in the third. We're going to keep it right here. It's a quick timeout. They're basically back out on the floor. 58-42 is what Auburn's deficit is against Central here on the road. Central 15-4 overall. Auburn 16-5 overall. In the first game in area play, Auburn High girls got a win earlier, double-digit win earlier this evening. Tigers on the boys' side trying to overcome a double-digit deficit with less than or just over 8 minutes to play. Central inbounding and in their own bench. Throws it into the backcourt, guarded by Carl Lindsay. They're going to hand off. Now for Jadens Ford. He comes across the timeline. Auburn probably won't touch the basketball again. Gets guarded by Plott. Goes around Plott. Into the lane. Floater no good. Pulled down by Peyton Plott. Knocked away. And that's how the third quarter comes to an end. 58-42. Fourth quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need. Jeffco Trent, Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary. At Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We pick up with the action here in the fourth quarter as the Tigers trail by 14, 58-44. Here's the score, Central on top of Auburn High. A good backdoor cut by Tamari Allen made it 14. With 6:45 counting down here in the fourth quarter, Central moving left to right, Auburn moving right to left. And the Red Devils have it. On offense now on the right side of the floor is Bryce Dawson. Trying to work it to the left side, it was Tyjor Cooper, who's been relatively quiet in the second half after having 6 points in the first half. He throws it away, miscommunication into his own bench. Auburn in the half court. Now it's Peyton Plott at the top. Gives it to Antoine Daniels. He's guarded heavily. Spin move in the lane. Floater away from the basket. No. Tough shot by Antoine. But comes somehow Tyler Dixon came up with it. Knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Central. And Auburn will retain possession with 6 minutes and 11 seconds on the fourth quarter clock. Tigers trail by 14. No time to waste. Got to go. Daniels gets it in. Dixon has it on the left side. Now has it on the right side. He's got it at the volleyball line with some aggression. Lindsey on the left wing gets into the semicircle. Finds Peyton Plott. He's straight away. Just nowhere to go for Auburn. There is no penetration in the lane right now unless it's absolutely forced. As Tyler Dixon has it on the opposite block. Finds Tamari Allen, who lays it in with the bump. He'll head to the line for one more. Tamari Allen with his second bucket in the fourth quarter can make it 5 points with 5:44 in the final frame. And like I said, not a whole lot of time. You got to go. And here's what I don't know about Central. Well, here's what I do know about Central is they like to run. They like to play high-level offense, just like Auburn High does. But will they have the discipline to do it with 5:44 in what is now an 11-point lead thanks to the Tamari Allen three-point play? Allen will take a quick breather. Hightower is on the floor with Daniels, Plott, also with Tyler Dixon, and Carl Lindsey. Central moves left to right in their home whites. Auburn defends right to left in the road blues. All the way to the basket and a reach-in foul. They're going to say it was on the shot attempt. Jacoby Hunter, who's been the star and the story of tonight's game. Auburn has just had so many self-inflicted wounds. And give a ton of credit to the defense of Central. They have just stopped Auburn in their tracks. There hasn't been any running for Auburn. There's been no half-court offense for Auburn as Hunter knocks down the first. He's got a 20-piece here tonight. There's just been no groove or momentum for Auburn really all night long offensively. And that's something this team just can't afford as Hunter goes 2 for 2. It'll be Hightower to bring it up. Auburn trails by 13 with 5.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter here in the opening game of area play in 2025. Hightower off the right side. He was all sorts of fouled looking for the call. Doesn't get one. He lays it in for two. Here comes Central looking to run. That's the first bucket of the night for Joseph Hightower. In the lane, no good but a foul. We'll send Hunter to the free throw line. That's a heck of a take by Hightower. One we don't see a whole lot of from three in blue. I love his pressure and defensive effort, we know he can shoot the ball too, but my goodness, that was a heck of a take off the right side. Should have been an and one opportunity. But regardless, Auburn is able to inch a little closer, but Hunter does what he does and knocks down the first on the free throw line. That foul was called on Joseph Hightower, his second of the game, and Auburn catches a break. 1 for 2 at the line. Down by 12 with 5:10 to play. Got to make a move. Lindsey wants a three. Too strong. Off the back iron and pulled down by Central. I don't hate the shot, but you got to knock it down if you're Carl Lindsey. And now the Red Devils are going to slow it down. No, they're not. They're going to take a three, and that could have been a dagger. Jaden's Ford. Just a quick release for him on that left wing. Buries it for three, and the Red Devils are back up by 15 just like that. 4:40 in this fourth quarter. Auburn trail 64-49 to Central here on the road. Hightower on the right side. Hands it off to Antoine Daniels at the top. Guarded heavily. Hesitates. Gets into the lane. Goes with the right hand all the way. No good, but a foul hits the floor hard. And Antoine Daniels will have a chance at the free throw line. An 80-plus percent free throw shooter on the year. I've said it the whole fourth quarter, but you still have time. But with 4:25, it's now or never for Auburn High. What you can't do is give up threes and dunks on this end defensively, which is what has really happened all night long as Antoine Daniels knocks down the first. Daniels a year ago averaged 10 points per game. As we've told you, he's averaging over 12 so far this season. Had 4 in the first quarter. He knocks that one down as well. Had 11 in the third alone. So give him 17 so far tonight to lead all scorers for the Tigers. He doesn't lead all scorers in general, but he does for this Auburn High team. Here comes Central. Now moving a little quick, and they turn it over. Tigers force a turnover. Ahead now for Hightower, and had it blocked. Lindsey comes up with it, pulls up from 12, no, gets his own board. That was a foul, yes it was. Carl Lindsey on the putback opportunity was fouled. Hightower, I could see it coming from here, he had no idea. It was a chase down block, LeBron James style. But Carl Lindsey was right there for the board, missed the first shot, got his own board, and he's worked his way to the free throw line. Carl Lindsey, if there's ever a time to knock down some free throws, it is right now for a guy that is 67% on the year. I believe he could be better than that based off the shooting stroke that he shows. And with 4:08 and a 13-point deficit, can't knock down the first. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.org. EDU. Carl Lindsay knocks down the second. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with him. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 64-52, Central leads your Auburn High Tigers with 4:08 to play in the fourth quarter. We have the conclusion for you next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
4:08 to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers trail the Red Devils of Central by 12. And before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
4:08 to play. 64-52. Central is inbounding at Auburn. I believe they called that on Peyton Plott. They did. They called a reach-in foul on the inbound. Central moving left to right. With 4:07 to play and a 12-point lead, the inbound, and Tigers put full court pressure. The Red Devils break it almost immediately, and a floater in the lane, no good. So Central forced a shot, it didn't go. Here come the Tigers, a last-ditch effort, under four to play. Daniels gets caught in the air. Dixon hesitates, three, no. And the rebound pulled down, fought for in the corner, goes out of bounds. Who's it off of? They're going to say it's off of Central, and Auburn stays alive. I love the aggression by Tyler Dixon, but the slight hesitation maybe threw that shot off just a little bit. If you're going to shoot that as a senior, you got to let it fly. On your first attempt, Carl Lindsay's in the ball game. They'll bounce pass it in off the inbound to Tabari Allen. One dribble, three, air ball. And into the hands of Central. Auburn's going to foul with 3:40. As the Tigers had a few to give, they have no more to give. That is foul number four. And the next one will be free throws the rest of the way for Central with 3:40 to play. Auburn still trailing by 12. Red Devils have the full length of the floor to go. Tyler Dixon poking at it, but can't get it. And into the hands of the playmaker, Jacoby Hunter. Jacoby Hunter is as good as advertised so far here tonight. Red Devils just moving around the perimeter, wasting time. Auburn's got to put serious defensive pressure as the Red Devils just continue to work it around. Now in the lane, and a turnaround floater is good. My goodness, that is unbelievable from Zero and White. That kid can play, let me tell you. By my count, that's 24 for him alone. It's Lindsay on the right wing. He'll feed it lazily to Antoine Daniels. Ahead now, 2-on-9. Alley-oop, and there it is. Jacoby throws it down again. Give him 26. Did they call a technical foul on Central? I was writing down points. I think they did. They did. They called attack on Central. I didn't see if there was a celebration afterwards or what it was. Regardless, Auburn trails by 16. That'll put Antoine Daniels on the line for some technical opportunities and can't get it. First technical free throw, no good from Antoine Daniels. Second attempt right here as people begin to head for the exits in celebration. 1-for-2 for Antoine. Tigers will get possession. Down by 15 with 2:50 to play here on the road at Central. It's been an off night for this Auburn High team, and give a ton of credit to Central, especially on the defensive end. Or you can say especially in the offensive end too. Tigers couldn't get a stop. And they also couldn't get a bucket. That's pretty much a bad recipe in the game of basketball. Hightower with some aggression can't get the floater to go, but he was fouled. And if you're head coach Chris Brandt, we'll see if we get an opportunity to talk to him or not. You got a lot to work on. There's still a long season to go. You got a lot of games left if you're Auburn High, but you got to figure out what your identity is offensively other than turnovers in transition. You've got to find a half-court set and a half-court lineup that works. I just don't think we saw one tonight. I really don't, as Hightower clanks the first free throw. Other than Antoine Daniels trying to make something happen, and again, you love the effort. You know he's good enough to do it. But when you start playing teams as talented as Central, he can't go one on five. We know he's good. He's just not that good. I don't know if anybody's that good as Hightower goes one for two. And so I say all that to say that Auburn just has to find out what they want to do and how they want to do it. And if they do that, there's enough playmakers, there's enough offensive shooters, and just really skilled players on this team for them to win some games. But you also can't give up, 26 points to one singular player. Almost 28 on a baseline turnaround. How about an offensive rebound and a lay-in for Desmond Williams? Those things can't happen either. And it's just been that kind of night for Auburn. They trail 70-54. They've kept this relatively close. Doesn't feel like it, but Auburn continues to stick around on the scoreboard. That's a kick. Daniels, corner three. He got it. Antoine Daniels says we're not done just yet. Tigers are back within 13 with 2:03 to play. Timeout Auburn High. We take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
2:03 to play in the ballgame. Auburn trails Central 70-57 in the varsity boys game. A late push is desperately needed. A miracle may be needed for Auburn to try and come back. Central has the basketball, moving left to right as we look at it. Jacoby's got it. At the top, he's guarded by Tyler Dixon. And he has 26 points on the night. Auburn's going to have to do something and force the basketball out of his hands and try to force a turnover. Central's going to be fine with just killing clock. On the left volleyball line, just pressured by Dixon. And eventually, timeout is called by Central. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street or online at mountainhighoutfitters.com. We'll keep it right here with 1:36 to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn trails Central 70-57. I want to remind you that tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's acreauburn.com. It'll be Central basketball in their own half court. And you're in a tough spot if you're Auburn. You have a foul to give without Central shooting free throws. It will be Williams to inbound in between the scorer's table and his own bench. He'll throw it into the backcourt for Jaden's four. He's guarded by Peyton Plott, stands up near the half-court line, goes around him with the right-hand dribble, and now pulls back. You're going to see a lot of this in the next 1:25. He went backcourt. His feet were backcourt. Didn't get called. Had the backdoor cut. Now Auburn throws a bunch of pressure. One Tiger, now two, and then it was kicked by Carl Lindsay. He didn't mean to, but he kicked an outlet pass up to Peyton Plott, who had nobody in front of him. So the kickball violation will keep it with Central with 1:16 to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers trail 70-57. Auburn's going to fall, barring a miracle. We're going to fall 0-1 in area play and split our two games here in the varsity between girls and boys. Inlet pass was knocked away. Tigers have a little bit of life. Kick to the corner. Daniels wants another one. Step back three. Got it. How big has Antoine Daniels been in this second half? He has responded extremely well. Tigers are within 10 with 60 seconds on the clock. Antoine Daniels had 4 points in the first half, and there is a timeout called. So we're going to, on a quick 30-second timeout, we're going to keep it here. All of our timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. 4 points in the first half, in the first quarter. by Antoine Daniels, scoreless in the second. He responded with 11 in the third. He's got 9 in the fourth quarter. I'm no math major, but that's 20 points in the second half alone. Give him 24. Hasn't been as wild and crazy as his counterpart on Central Phoenix City, but 24 points of his own, and he has kept Auburn in this game, if you want to say that. We trail by 10 with 60 seconds. I know I've seen crazier things. I have seen crazier things, but it is going to take a lot. Auburn needs a turnover right here on the inbound pass. Central moving left to right. They have the full length of the floor to go. They throw it full length of the floor and knocked away by Dixon into his own hands. It was Jacoby who got to the lane, got to the bucket. The layup was no good. Dixon did everything he could to stop him. It's a foul. We'll send Zero and White to the charity stripe. All that only took 3 seconds, so if you can try to get a miss or two here. First one's good. And make it 72. Daniels will bring it up the floor with 53 seconds to play. Spins in the lane. Lost it on the way up. Knocked out of bounds. Off the hands of Antoine Daniels. And it will be Red Devil basketball. Officials are going to talk about it. Not sure what the discussion was. And they're going to change the, wow, they're going to change the call. How about that? They changed the call. It stays Auburn High basketball as Magnus Davis inbounds to Antoine Daniels. He's got it straight away. Looks for the screen. Finally gets it by Dixon. Just guarded heavily on the left wing. Got to shoot. You got to get a shot up with 40 seconds. Daniels pulls up inside the semicircle and knocks it down. Antoine Daniels is having a game, one of his best of this season so far. He's got 26. Tigers trying to force a turnover. They eventually foul. It's Tabari Hour. There was a loose ball, and he wrapped him up with 31.4 to play. If there is a bright spot in what seems to be an upcoming loss for this Tigers team, it is 26 points for Antoine Daniels, and that, in fact, does lead all scorers. Apologies. I believe Jacoby has 28. I'll make it 29. He just knocked one down at the free throw line. 29 point. I mean, how about this, though? Think about this. You've got two guys, one with 29, one with 26. Daniels can make it more. He's got the basketball with under 30 seconds. You've got two high-level athletes right now. He was fouled on the way up. It's Zero in white and one in blue going after each other all night long. And Daniels can add to his point total right here with two free throws at the line. Unfortunately, though, Auburn does trail 73-62 with 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. And Daniels can't knock down the first. I've seen some wild things in basketball, but an 11-point comeback in 25 seconds, I don't think is one of them. Second free throw rattles home for Antoine Daniels. Give him 12 in the fourth quarter alone as Tabari Allen subs out. A shooter comes in, Carl Lindsey. Central, home run pass, caught at the opposite free throw line. Knocked away. Jacoby's got it now, and he'll dribble it out with 20 seconds. Auburn's going to foul. It's Magnus Davis who fouls him on this near side. Auburn trails by 10 with just under 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. So we'll be Zero and White again. Step up and shoot free throws. Takes his time getting to the free throw line. Hey, stick with us after this. We'll have a quick post-game show. Again, I don't know, with us being on the road and everything, if we'll get head coach Chris Brand up here. We'll try. Had Brooke Hallman join us earlier after the Varsity Girls got a win, and try to get head coach Chris Brand up here as he knocks down the first free throw. Officially has a 30-piece McNugget here tonight. And it remains 30 in front of the home crowd. 18 seconds up ahead to Lindsey now. Steps into an awkward-looking three. Got bumped on the way. Tries to get his own board and fouls the Red Devil doing so. And that will just about do it for Auburn High. We trail 74-63. Central shooting free throws with 13 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. Central's going to advance to 16-4 overall. Auburn's going to fall to 16-6. as Central will start 1-0 in area play. Tigers, as you can imagine, start 0-1 in area play. First free throw is good. That is Desmond Williams. Who adds one to his total, but not two. As Antoine Daniels kicks it to Magnus Davis. His long-range three is no good. Auburn will call off the Dogs. And that's going to do it on the road. Auburn falls to Central in their first area game of the year. And they fall to one of the biggest rivals that we have. 75-63, final score. Stick around. We'll have a post-game show coming up. We'll wrap it all up here on the campus of Central High School. Auburn falls 75-63 to Central. Post-game show coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Well, a disappointing result as area play begins. Auburn High, the varsity boys, come on the road to our biggest, one of our biggest rivals, I should say. And we fall short to Central 75-63. Welcome in. This is the post-game show on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. Been a fun night overall. I mean, Auburn High girls started out with a big-time win, 67-55, in a game where they played not a great first half and had to come back, make some adjustments, and play a really, really good second half to get that win for head coach Courtney Pritchett and his varsity girls team. This varsity boys game was, it was tough. I mean, this Auburn High team just never got into rhythm, never got in a flow, never got in any offensive, again, rhythm was, I think, the word that I continue to go back to where we couldn't do anything. We were stagnant and give, again, tons and tons of credit to the Central defense. This Auburn High team likes to force turnovers. We like to run. We like to do our own alley hoops. We like to shoot threes in transition. And we got to do none of that. And Central did exactly that. These two teams are very similar in identity, in talent, and take away the two best players on the floor, zero in white and one in blue. This game is almost even. Central probably still wins. They had a lot of support from some of their other guys like Cooper and Williams and Ford. Auburn needed some of that help too. You had Carl Lindsay in the first half, but in the second half you had Tabari Allen who had seven. You had guys there, just wasn't enough. And giving up 75 points on the road, just not going to get it done most times in area play. And Auburn falls 75-63 to Central. I mentioned it already, but we'll tell you again. Central advances to 16-4 overall. They're now 1-0 in region play. or in area play, apologies. And Auburn High will fall to 16-6 and 0-1 in area play. Varsity girls, though, are now 1-0 in area play, so that's exciting. And, look, I think this Auburn High team is going to be really good. I think we have a lot of talent, and we got a lot of work to do, though, as the area does not slow down. The schedule does not slow down as this team is back in action. We are back in action and back on the air. Three games next week. Yes, that's right. Auburn will be playing three different games starting next week. We're going to be on the air Tuesday night back home inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, taking on Smith Station. The girls start at 5:30 and the boys play at 7. Then next Friday night, a week from tonight, we're making the quick trip over to Opelika. That's right. We're going to have the Tigers and the Dogs on the hardwood. Looking forward to that on Friday night. Girls start at 5:30, boys start at 7. And then on Saturday, we're going to be on the road at Russell County, where the boys and the girls will be in action. Girls begin at 3 and the boys at 4:30. But for our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network, it is going to be Tuesday, January 7th, as Smith Station comes to town. We'll have the girls for you at 5:30 and the boys at 7 right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Girls, our big winner, 67-55, Auburn over Central. But in the varsity boys game, the Tigers fall short, 75-63. Is the final score. Doesn't appear we're going to get head coach Chris Brandt, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate everybody being here and tuning in on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Until next time, I'm Jacob Goins. Stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.